Well, back up to chapter 15, 2 Samuel 15, and I want to start and just show you the elements of how God was glorified during David's painful consequences, starting in 2 Samuel 15:19. And I want to show you, through the time we have this morning, we have enough time, kind of eight wonderful truths, kind of like eight beautiful lessons that David gives us of a right response to a painful consequence. The first one is in verses 19 through 21 of 2 Samuel 15. It says in 19, the king said to Ittai the Gittite, we read this last week, why are you going with us? Return or remain? This is when they're leaving town, and this is when the mighty men join him. Verse 20, in fact, you came only yesterday. Should I make you wander up and down with us today? And verse 21, Ittai answered the king, as the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives. Look at the end of verse 21. Surely, whatever place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also your servant will be. The first lesson is, when David was at the bottom, first lesson is, God sent him help. Did you know that the Lord knows right where we are every day? And what you'll find is, in fact, even yesterday we were at the Tulsa Zoo, and we were, I think, somewhere between the hippos and the rhinos and the elephants or something, and the phone rang. And the phone rang, my phone, it was for Bonnie, and I gave it to her, and I heard her listen and share a little word of counsel. She closed the phone and handed it to me. And I said, what was that? And she told me, and she said, let's just stop right here. And so the kids were on the spider web, and the elephants were okay by themselves, so we just stood there and prayed. And we prayed for two things, that at that moment the Lord would send that person in desperate need someone that would encourage them, and that the Lord would help them see their sin. So we went on merrily, you know, looking at all the other animals. And about 2 hours later, the phone rang again. And it was the same person. They said, you wouldn't believe what happened. Right after I talked to you, someone came to me. See, isn't that what happens right here in 19 through 21? The Lord, when David was at the bottom, God sent him help. And that's what God always does. And if you want to pray for someone in a situation, pray for that perfect person that will be right there, like Ittai the Gittite. But keep going. Look at verse 25. Because when David was at his weakest point, secondly, not only does God send him help, but he waits for God's provision for all of his other needs. Verse 25. Then the king said to Zadok, carry the ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, verse 25 says, he will bring me back and show me both his dwelling place and the ark. You notice David doesn't try and take things into his own hands. David waits for the Lord to provide the rescue he needs. He doesn't rescue himself. He doesn't defend himself. David left his burdens with the Lord, and he didn't have to take matters into his own hands. Notice David does not have to grasp onto things. Do you remember the ark? That was quite an amazing little box. I mean, God designed it. Moses had it built. It became the representative of the presence of God. God's glory hovered over it. When the Philistines captured it in battle, it wiped out the whole nation of the Philistines. It was killing them faster than Israel could have killed them. I mean, it was a powerful little thing to have around. David said, I don't want it. He said, I don't need a representation of God. I don't need to grasp some trinket and some object to help me be delivered. He says, because I have God himself. You understand? He says, take the box back. I don't need it. I don't need to protect myself. The strength and serenity that David had only could come from the Lord. It's unusual. It's magnificent to see such strength. David knew the Lord was with him. He didn't need a box covered with gold to remind him. He had the Lord himself. He would leave the ark and the tent and go out of the city trusting God alone. So you can make it even without all the normal things that hold us up through life. What he's saying here is, I don't need to drag along my whole support system because I have the most important part. I have the Lord. I don't need the box. I don't need the priests. I don't need you, and I don't need to grasp and protect and defend myself. Keep going to verse